Hello and welcome to Cyprus Beat, your daily news briefing brought to you by the Cyprus Mail News team. I'm Melissa Heckers with the latest news from the island.
And first up, Syrian migrants arriving in Cyprus will from now on be taken to the Kofino Reception Centre to live, following a decision to cut all stipends given to them and delay examining their asylum applications. Sources close to the Interior Ministry said that at first Syrians will be given beds in Kofino, and when that facility fills up, they will be sent to Purnara in Kokkino Drimithia. The government will accept Syrian asylum applications, but they will not be examined until a maximum EU time limit of 21 months has passed. Elsewhere, the government is taking all necessary measures for security following Iran's attack on Israel over the weekend, government spokesman Konstantinos Letimbiotis said. He said members of the National Security Council are in constant contact and any further developments on the situation will be announced accordingly. Asked if there are concerns about security in Cyprus, Letimbiotis said that current indications do not pinpoint to immediate danger. However, we are facing an escalation of tension in the wider region and we are taking all measures for our security, he said. Meanwhile, the government has categorically denied any involvement in a reported Israeli air exercise last week aimed at stimulating a response to an Iranian airstrike. Spokesperson Konstantinos Letimbiotis said that it is the policy of the Republic not to participate in such exercises. The report initially surfaced on Israeli news channel I-24 claimed that the Israeli Air Force conducted an exercise in Cyprus to simulate an Iranian attack. He was then asked about the debate developing around the role of the British bases in the Middle East conflict, and in particular the fact that Royal Air Force fighters were involved in repelling Iran's attack on Israel. Letimbiotis recalled that under the treaty establishing the Republic of Cyprus, the British bases on the island are sovereign and stressed that everyone should understand what it would mean if such a debate were to be opened. Also, he cautioned against misinterpreting the actions of the bases as reflective of the Republic's policy. In other news, Cyprus has returned over 3,000 migrants in the first 4 months of 2024 alone, almost 1,000 more than all returns the year before. Interior Minister Konstantinos Ioannou disclosed the statistics in a post on X, revealing that Cyprus completed 3,337 migrant returns so far in 2024, compared to 2,348 returns in the entirety of 2023. Meanwhile, in data from Frontex, the European Border Force, arrivals along the Eastern Mediterranean route, which directly affects Cyprus, have risen by 109%. Frontex said the Eastern Mediterranean edged out the Western African route as the most active path into the EU for irregular migrants in the first quarter, with the number of detection more than doubling to just above 13,700. Meanwhile, fuel prices may soar, local experts said, following escalating uncertainty in the Middle East, which has been described as on the brink amid fears of an Israeli counteroffensive against Iran. Speaking on behalf of fuel station owners, Christodoulos Christodoulou said a rise in price of fuel was certain following recent events, but that the cost of crude oil was fluctuating and being closely monitored. And finally, the blast in the early hours of Monday at the Lordos Beach Hotel in Larnaca, which has been closed for renovation work since December last year, was caused by a homemade explosive device, police said. The homemade explosive device went off at about 2 a.m., causing extensive damage to the building's entrance and lobby. There was nobody present at the time. Larnaca police spokesman Spiros Chrysostomou added that the scene was cordoned off by the police, and in the morning a team of pyrotechnicians visited the area and carried out an investigation which determined that the explosion had been caused by the high-powered improvised explosive device. The hotel, which is on the seafront east of Larnaca and south of Bila, was due to reopen on May 15.
And that's all we have time for today. Thank you for listening. Cyprus Beat will return tomorrow, and as always, for more information, news and analysis, visit cyprus-mail.com.